Dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Candleland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Candleland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Good afternoon and welcome to beautiful sunny Seneca, Kansas, where today it is Big 7 League baseball action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our matchup today, the Nemohol Central Thunder and the Riverside Cyclones. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kirk Kilman taking care of us back at the studios. I am Johnny Kane. Riverside 8-6 on the year, coming off a pair of losses to Sabetha on Monday. Nemohol Central 11-1 after sweeping Royal Valley on Monday night. Riverside, the visitors today, so they will come to bat first. Their lineup looks like this. Leading things off, the first baseman, Bray Davies. Batting second, the shortstop, Ryder Davis. Hitting third is the third baseman, Kobe Davis. Batting cleanup is the pitcher, Braden Chalfant. Hitting fifth is the catcher, Charlie Grable. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Connor Hayes. Hitting seventh is the second baseman, Brock Studer. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Gavin Long. And hitting ninth, rounding things out for Riverside, is the left fielder, Nehemiah Burr. Again, they're facing Landon Baker of Nemohol Central today. Baker making start number 5 of the season. He's thrown 15 innings this year. He's 3-0 with a 1.86 earned run average. He's only given up 4 runs in those 15 innings with 21 strikeouts and only 3 walks. And he's hit 3 batters as well. So with that, we're set to go. Riverside will come to bat first. And it'll be Bray Davies to lead things off. He'll dig in from the left side against the righty, Landon Baker. First offering from Baker is a fastball on the outside corner for a strike, and we're underway. Davies, 289 average on the year, 13 hits. Scored 15 runs from that leadoff spot. Now a line shot into the right side. It'll be bounced off the first baseman, Leaguer. It'll go into right field, and that'll be officially a base hit, more than likely. That was a really tough play and a hard shot hit by Bray Davies. So he is on with a leadoff single, and that'll bring up now the shortstop, Ryder Davis. Davis, 326 on the year, 15 hits. He's got 7 RBIs, and he has scored 12 runs. Davies, really good speed at first. Baker, a pretty good move. Davies not running, and the first pitch to Davis is fouled back to the screen. Baker coming off a big week last week. He's now reigning after the week at MSCSports.net, comes set and brings the 0-1. Fastball again, fouled back to the screen by Davis, and it's 0-2. Baker threw twice last week, threw 8 innings, picked up a pair of victories. Davis not a huge lead at first. And now the 0-2 is a fastball that just misses off the outside. And it's 1-2 on Ryder Davis. Baker gets the sign, comes set, now the 1-2. Last ball popped up, and that'll get back and out of play, so the count will remain at 1-2. Baker allowed just 5 total hits last week, only 1 earned run. Struck out 9 in those 2 appearances. Now the right-handed hitting Ryder Davis digs back in with a 1-2 count against him. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball left way high and inside and over the head of Davis, not leaving the count at 2-2. Davies again, good speed at first. Zach Kramer behind the dish for Nemohol Central here today. We'll go through the defensive lineup for Thunder after this pitch. It's a swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Down goes Davis. That's the first strikeout of the ball game for Landon Baker. Looking at the Thunder defense, Gage Palik in left, Dalton Herter in center, Leonard in right, Cook at third, Uphouse, Braden Uphouse at short, Henry at second, Leaguer at first, and Kramer again the battery mate for Landon Baker. So one away with a runner at first, and now here's Kobe Davis. Kobe, the leading hitter for the Cyclones this year, swings the first offering. That's a little bit high, and he comes up empty, and it's 0-1. .381 average for Kobe this year. He's got 16 hits, 10 RBIs, and he has scored 15 runs, which is tied for the team lead with Bray Davies, who's standing at first base. Davies, again, not running. Now breaking ball goes behind the back of Kobe Davis. That'll even the count at 1-1. Wind blowing fairly hard in from right field. Really picked up as this day has gone along. There goes Davies. Pitch outside, throw down to second base. It is not in time. It'll be a stolen bag for Bray Davies. So he'll be in scoring position in a 2-1 count on Kobe Davis with one away. Davies got a pretty good jump. He kind of had a walking lead. He had all of his momentum going towards second base. So he steals the bag, and now he's at second base in the 2-1 count and one away. There's the pitch from Baker, and it's lined in the center field and deep. Herter is giving chase into left center field. He reaches over his head, makes the catch. Davies tagged. He's going to go to third, and he'll be 90 feet away with two away. So hard hit ball by Davis. And it moves Bray Davies up 90 feet. It'll be at third base with two away for Braden Chalfant. Chalfant, the pitcher today for the Cyclones, a chance to help his own cause here in the first inning. 238 average, 10 hits, 14 RBIs. His 14 RBIs lead the team. First pitch, a fastball from Baker, misses high away. Chalfant, right-handed hitter. Top of the first inning, no score. Riverside threatening with two away. A cut by Chalfant. He found it straight back to the screen. I'll leave the count 1-1. Thunder playing pretty much straight up, deep in left field with Palik and Herter as well in center. Leonard and right playing fairly shallow. Now fastball misses high and tight to Chalfant. It's 2-1. Cook, the third baseman for the Thunder, playing in, nearly touching the grass. Now the 2-1 is a breaking ball that paints the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. Now Chalfant has to battle with two strikes. Runner at third base, two away here in the top of the first inning. No score. Here's the 2-2. Fastball fouled back to the screen, so Chalfant stays alive. Again, Riverside 8-6 on the year, coming off a pair of losses on Monday to Sabetha. And again, the 2-2, a breaking ball misses high and over the head of Chalfant, and that'll move the count full. Kind of feels like this is a big pitch early on in this game right now. Runner at third, two away. Baker comes set, and now it's payoff. Line to the right field, but it is going to be playable for the right fielder Leonard. He has to fall to the ground to make the catch, but he's got it, and that will end the threat. So Riverside strands one at the bottom of the first inning, no score. Emaul Central coming to bat here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Mark Pizeska from Union State Bank of Horton. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduates' hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help them open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with $25 and no minimum balance is required. Plus, your graduate can enjoy the Union State Bank mobile banking wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $100. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the first inning, no score. Nemaw Central coming to bat for the first time. Here's their lineup. Leading things off is center fielder Dalton Herter. Batting second is the catcher Zach Kramer. Hitting third, designated hitter Tyler Garrity. Batting cleanup, the pitcher Landon Baker. Hitting fifth is the third baseman Damon Cook. Hitting sixth, the second baseman Andrew Henry. Batting seventh is the first baseman Ryan Leager. Batting eighth, the left fielder Gage Palik. And rounding things out, the right fielder Wade Leonard. And facing Braden Chalfant of Riverside, He has thrown 19 innings this year, 1-1 record, 2.95 ERA with 20 strikeouts in those 19 innings. So here's Dalton Herter to lead things off for Nemaha Central. Herter has a .475 average this year, on base percentage of .604. 19 hits. The first pitch from Chalfin is skied into right center field. It's playable for the right fielder Long. He's underneath it, and he's got it. And there's one away. So one pitch, one out. And now here's Zach Kramer. Kramer, .388 average. 49 at-bats this year, 5 walks. And he digs in from the left side. He'll swing at the first pitch. This is lined on the left field side, but that'll get foul. It's 0-1 on Kramer. Jonathan ready. Here's the 0-1, a breaking ball left high and outside. Kramer, 19 hits on the year, 5 doubles, 1 triple, 13 RBIs, and now he swings and fouls the ball off to the left side. This will get out of play, and it's now 1-2. We'll take a look at the Riverside defense after this next pitch. One out, bottom of the first, here's the 1-2. Fastball bounced in the dirt, and that'll even the count up. Look at the outfield, Bird in left, Hayes in center, Long in right. Davis is the third baseman. Ryder Davis is at short, Studer at second, Davies at first, and Charlie Grable is the battery mate for Braden Chalfin. Here's the 2-2. Fastball misses low and inside. That'll move the count full 3-2. Chalfin has not given Kramer anything in the middle, and here's the payoff. Fastball low and inside, ball 4. So a good plate appearance by Kramer. He earns the walk. He'll be on with one away, and that will bring up Tyler Garrity, the designated hitter. Garrity not playing the field. He's been dealing with some arm issues here as of late. Signed to play baseball next year at KU. They're expecting him to be able to start playing the field probably next week, and he hits the first ball. He sees the left field for a base hit. Rounding second, stopping there is Kramer. So Garrity is on with a single, and now first and second with one away, and that'll bring up the pitcher, Landon Baker. Baker with a .548 average this year, which is second on the team to Garrity, who's hitting .571. Baker with 23 hits. He's got 27 RBIs this year, and he has scored 20 runs. Swings the first pitch at the bouncing ball to the left side, foul. Mentioned Baker being our athlete of the week and what he did on the mound. He was 9 for 15 at the plate last week with 10 RBIs. He scored 5 runs, had 2 doubles, and hit a home run. Big spot here. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball that he had a kind of defensive swing at and fouled it off to the right side and out of play, so it's 0-2. Kramer at second. He walked. Garrity at first. He singled. Chalfin brings the 0-2. It's fouled off again by Baker. He really hasn't gotten a good swing yet against Chalfin in this at bat. Now Kramer with a pretty good lead out at second, not running. The 0-2 is a fastball high. Riverside playing straight up in the outfield. The center fielder, Hayes, is playing very deep. The wind blowing in from right field. And the Cyclones playing straight up on the infield as well. Now the 1-2. Line up the box in the center field. That is going to stay up for Hayes. He'll make the grab in left center field. And there are two away. So hard hit ball by Baker, but that'll give Chalfin his second out. And now it'll be up to Damon Cook. Damon, 417 average this year, fourth on the team. He's got 15 hits, 12 RBIs. He's also walked six times. Right-handed hitters, Chalfin, a long look out at second. Now brings the first offering. It'll be bounced to the right side. This is going to be a really tough play. Davies has got it. Covering first is Chalfin, and that'll end the inning. A good job by Chalfin to work around the problems out on the base pass, but no runs come across the board, and after one, no score. We'll head to inning number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Craving pizza? The April special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton is a large pizza with three of your favorite toppings for just $14.99. The Pizza Bakery has fresh salad, pasta, and breadsticks, plus a variety of wings, sandwiches, wraps, and dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, where they have great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery is open 7 days a week in downtown Horton and appreciates your local support.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Score of the second inning, no score. Riverside coming up. They'll have 5-6-7 of Grable, Hayes, and Studer. If anybody gets on, it'll be Gavin Long. Here's Charlie Grable to lead things off for Riverside, the catcher today for the Cyclones. They'll dig in from the left side against Landon Baker. First offering is a fastball that misses outside. Cyclones had a chance in the top of the first inning to get a run across, had a runner at third base with two away, but could not get anything of it. Now 1-1 the count on Charlie Grable. Baker into the windup, and now a high fly ball hit down the right field line. It is leaking into foul territory, giving chase and making a really good catch is Leonard, and there's one away. That ball just continued to tail away from Leonard. He did a great job of getting to the line and making kind of a basket catch. And so there's one away for Connor Hayes. Hayes had a big summer last year for the Doniphan County Legion baseball team. First pitch from Baker, the fastball right down Broadway for a strike. He's a right-handed hitter. He'll swing and pop a ball up on the infield, but it's going to get fouled out of the way, out of play as the wind continued to push it over the Nemaul Central dugout. So now 0-2 on Hayes. Aker gets the sign, and here's the 0-2. Curveball, call strike three on the outside corner. Second strikeout of the game for Landon Baker, is first looking, and quickly two outs for second baseman Brock Studer. Studer, the second baseman for the Cyclones, digging in from the right side. First pitch from Baker, the fastball at the top of the zone for a strike. Fairly big strike zone here to start this game from our home plate umpire, and now the 0-1 is hit back up the middle, be playable for Braden Uphouse, the shortstop. He'll field it on a run and throw in plenty of time, and that'll end the inning. Three up, three down. We'll head to the bottom of inning number two. No score. The Thunder coming up when we come back on FM 103.9 KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of inning number two. Johnny came back with you. Kurt Kilman, our man singing care, was back in the studios. Emaul Central coming up with 6-7-8. Andrew Henry will lead things off against Braden Chalfant. No score. You're in Seneca. Henry digs in from the right side, 314 average on the year, and 35 at-bats. He has 11 hits, 13 RBIs. He has scored 9 runs. He'll swing at the first pitch and pop a ball up on the infield. Second baseman Studer's underneath it. He's got it, and there's one away. So both teams coming out swinging here in the early going. With one away, now here's Ryan Leaguer. Ryan, 391 average. He only has 23 at-bats on the year. He swings at the first pitch, but he fouls it back and out of play. He's got 9 hits in those 23 at-bats. 7 RBIs, 11 runs scored. Now a bouncing ball hit up the middle. Fielded by the shortstop, Ryder Davis. He'll throw all in the run in plenty of time. And a really good play for out number two. So quickly, 3 pitches is all Braden Chalfant has needed for the first 2 outs of this inning. And now here's the left fielder, Gage Palik, batting from the right side for the first time. Chalfant works quickly. His first offering is a fastball low and in. Fastball, this one just misses low, and it's 2-0 on Palik. Wind kind of blowing in more from center now. Now a fastball that's on the outside for a strike, and it's 2-1 on Palik. And 2-1, fastball on the edge, at the knees for a strike, and from 2-0 to 2-2. Chalfant looking for a 1-2-3 bottom of the second. Here's his pitch. Bouncing ball to the right side, fielded by the second baseman Studer. He'll throw to first, and that'll end the inning. So 3 up, 3 down. We'll go to inning number 3. No score between the Thunder and the Cyclones here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Number 2, Cyclones 0, Thunder 0.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For a free insurance review, visit local Shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the third inning. No score between Riverside and Nemahal Central. Evan Long digs in from the right side. He'll lead things off for the Cyclones. Landon Baker still out there on the mound for the Thunder. First pitch from Baker. The fastball right at the knees for a strike. Baker got the Cyclones 1-2-3 in the second inning. Got a fly out, a ground out, and a strikeout. Quickly 0-2 on a Gavin Long. Long standing right on the plate. The 0-2 is a fastball. It's swung on and missed. Down goes Long. That's strikeout number 3 for Landon Baker, and there's one away. Now here's Nehemiah Bird. He'll bat for the first time. Bird digs in from the right side. First pitch from Baker. The fastball, a good swing by Bird, but he found it straight back to the screen. Riverside just one hit through the first two innings. That came the first batter of the game, a single by Bray Davies. Now fastball, a kind of a defensive swing by Bird. It was going to be close to hitting him. It was way high and inside, but he came up empty, so now he's down in an 0-2 hole. Baker works quickly. Here's his 0-2. Fastball, it just misses off the plate and a little bit high. All of a sudden, Baker, though, in a pretty good rhythm, and he's wasting no time. Back on the rubber, and it was wind up, and now the 1-2. Bouncing ball hit back up the middle. He'll be fielded by the pitcher, Baker. He'll throw in plenty of time, and Bird is down for out number 2. So good athletic play by Baker. Now 2 outs and back to the top of the order. Here's Bray Davies. Davies hit a hard ball to the first baseman, Leaguer, in the first inning and the first at bat of the game. It kind of took a tough hop off the lip and went off the shoulder of Leaguer and into the outfield for a hit. First pitch catches the home plate umpire right in the right hand as Davies jumped out of the way. And I think it also went off of Zach Kramer a little bit as well. But the ball was way high and inside. That was right off the hand of our home plate umpire. So he's going to have to take a couple of seconds to gather himself. He says he's ready to go. He throws the mask back on. And now 1-0 on Bray Davies. Now fastball paints the outside corner at the belt for a strike. And Baker again working quickly. Here's his 1-1 at the fastball. That'll miss outside. Two outs, top of the third inning, no score. And now a 2-1 from Baker. Gets the call on the outside corner for a strike. That'll even the count at 2-2. Big strike zone here today, and now here is the 2-2 pitch from Baker. Fastball swung on and missed. Down goes Davies, and that will retire the side. So 3-up, 3-down, 2 strikeouts thrown in there for Landon Baker. And we'll head into the bottom of inning number 3 with no score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Vision of Bank of Blue Valley allows you to use the fund for any purpose. Replace the broken water heater or upgrade your furniture. Funds are typically available within 2 to 3 business days. Visit bankbv.com/buy-local-loan or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Moreland James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the third inning, Nemaul Central will have 9-1-2 due up. Home plate umpire, after getting hit on the hand in the last half inning, is still kind of being tended to before we get this inning started. But that pitch went right off his right index finger and his knuckles. He is good to go, so he'll get back behind home plate. And here's Wade Leonard to lead things off. Leonard still looking for his first hit of the year. First pitch from Braden Chalfin is a fastball that misses low. Thunder still have just one hit this game so far through two innings. That came from Tyler Garrity. 2-0 count on Leonard. Now a breaking ball in for a strike. No score here in the bottom of the third inning. Now a swing and a miss at a breaking ball low and away. And Leonard from 2-0 is now has a count 2-2. Chalfin, just like Baker, wasting no time. Here's his pitch. It's a breaking ball swung on and missed. Down goes Leonard. That is the first strikeout of the game for Braden Chalfin. And one away back to the top of the order. Here's Dalton Herter. Herter flew out to right field, his first at bat. Digs in from the right side. First pitch from Chalfin is a fastball that hits the top of the zone for a strike. Now a swing and a line drive, base hit into right center field. Herter will round first. He'll stop there. As Long gets it in from right. And Herter is on for the first time, and they'll bring up the catcher, Zach Kramer. Kramer walked and was stranded at second in the first inning. He digs in from the left side. Squaring to Bunny, gets it down, but it's right back to the pitcher, Chalfin. He'll go to first for one. And Zach Kramer does his job. So I'll put Herter in scoring position with one away for Tyler Garrity, who has one of the two hits for the Thunder today. Single on the first pitch he saw in the first inning. And they're going to intentionally walk Tyler Garrity. So they do not want him to be the guy to beat him. But now you got to face Landon Baker, who again has a .548 batting average on the year. Hit a hard ball to center field his first time up. So I'm trying to set up the double play. I understand the decision, but either way, you're going to have a tough guy to face. He hits a line drive, base hit to right field. The first pitch he sees. Rounding third is Herter. The right fielder Long bobbles it, the throw home, and now is going to be cut off by Grable. And it's an RBI single on the first pitch to Landon Baker, and the Thunder take a 1-0 lead. Garrity also went first to third on that base hit by Baker. And for Landon, that is RBI number 28 on the season. So now runners at first and third with one away for Damon Cook. First pitch fastball from Chalfin hits the outside corner at the knees for a strike. Cook bounced out to the first baseman Davies his first time up. Now running is Baker, and a good block by Grable, the catcher for the Cyclones, to keep a bouncing ball in front of him. That'll leave the count 1-1. Baker, decent speed at first, doesn't have a huge lead, not running again, and now a bouncing ball is going to hit foul into the Thunder dugout. Two outs in the inning, actually, I think I said one out. Two outs, Wade Leonard, he struck out to lead off the inning, and then Kramer had the sack bunt. Two outs, there goes the runner from first. They're not going to throw down. So now two runners in scoring position. And the count 2-2 on Cook. And a big opportunity to give the Thunder a little bit of cushion here in the third inning. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed. Down goes Cook, and Chalfin limits the damage to just one. And at the end of three, Nemaul Central takes the lead. It's 1-0, the Thunder in front. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all 7 of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Craving pizza? The April special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton is a large pizza with 3 of your favorite toppings for just $14.99. The Pizza Bakery has fresh salads, pasta, and breadsticks, plus a variety of wings, sandwiches, wraps, and dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, where they have great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery is open 7 days a week in downtown Horton and appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth inning, 1-0 Nemaha Central leading Riverside. Cyclones will have 2-3-4 coming up. Ryder Davis, Kobe Davis, and Braden Chalfant. And Baker still out there on the mound. He struck out 2 in the third inning, and he has set the Cyclones down in order the last 2 innings. 4 strikeouts so far. So here's Ryder Davis to lead things off. He was a strikeout victim his first time, but he hits a high fly ball to left field, playable for Palik. He'll retreat towards the line. They'll make the grab for out number 1. Both teams have had a lot of first pitch outs here in this game. They're quickly moving along. And one out here at the top of the fourth will bring up Kobe Davis. Kobe flew out to center field, his first at bat. The first pitch from Baker is a fastball right down the middle for a strike. Cyclones just 1 hit so far today. Now a swing and a miss by Davis, and he's quickly in an 0-2 hole. The Cyclones have only had 1 base runner today as well. And the 0-2 with a fastball that's pulled to the screen. It looked like Baker was trying to reach back for a little extra. One out top of the fourth. Nobody on, and here's the 1-2. Breaking ball left inside, evens the count at 2. Well, now picking up a little bit, blowing more in towards right field now. It's been kind of shifting from right to center, and now back to right. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Davis. 5th strikeout of the day for Landon Baker. And with 2 away, that'll bring up the pitcher, Braden Chalfant. Braden came up in a big spot in the first inning. He had Bray Davies at third base with 2 away, and he hit a hard ball into right field, but it stayed up for Leonard, who was able to make the grab and finish the inning. Now he swings to the first pitch, but he fouls it straight back. Baker works quickly. Now breaking ball again, left high and inside. He's had a tough time with that breaking ball today. He's left it inside several times. He's not been able to find a release point yet. Now the 1-1. There's a fastball right on the outside for a strike. Now Baker one pitch away from setting the Cyclones down in order for the third straight inning. Works quickly, the 1-2. Fastball popped out of play. Chalfant saw 7 pitches his first at bat. Well, he's a guy that's going to stand up there and battle. And again, the 2-2, a breaking ball over the head of Chalfant. If he didn't duck out of the way, it was going to hit him in the shoulder. That'll even the count at 2-2. Here's pitch number 6 of the at-bat, the 2-2. Line drive, base hit, right field. Chance to throw him out at first, but the right fielder, Leonard, went down on a knee to retrieve that as he was playing very, very shallow and right. The ball was hit so hard that he had a chance, but Shalfant ran hard, and he's on with a two-out single. Now Charlie Grable will bat. Has to throw the shin guards off. He'll dig in from the left side with Chalfin at first and two away. On the top of the fourth inning, 1-0 lead for Nemaha Central. Chalfin bounces around over at first, not a big lead, and Grable fouls the first pitch he sees back and out of play. Grable, not a big guy, but he stands right on the plate. And now Baker's going to step off. And now he'll put his toe back on the slab and reset. Chalfa not running. Now fastball inside. Nearly clips Grable, but he gets out of the way, and it's 1-1. Leonard's still playing shallow in right field. Everybody else is playing at normal depth. Now a ball is going to hit Grable in the back of the leg. And so he will be on with a hit by pitch. And now the Cyclones with something going here in the top of the fourth inning. Base hit by Chalfant. Now the hit by pitch to Grable. And runner in scoring position for Connor Hayes. Hayes struck out looking back in the second inning. One of the five strikeout victims for Landon Baker today. First pitch from Baker, the fastball a little bit high for ball one. This is by far, since the first inning, the best opportunity Riverside has had. A good swing by Hayes, fouls it back to the screen, and the count evens up at one. Riverside to get 8-6 on the year. Nemaha Central is 11-1. Thunder had two wins on Monday. The Cyclones had a pair of losses, and now a fastball hits the outside for a strike. The count in favor of Baker at 1-2. Big pitch here for Landon Baker. He's been great so far today. Needs a big one here. Here's the 1-2. Fastball just misses off the edge. Tried the corner. He thought he got it. Output umpire does not agree, so that'll even the count at 2-2. Two outs, runners at first and second, and the 2-2. Bouncing ball to the left side, and it's going to get through for a base hit. Coming around third, trying to score. The throw home is going to be not in time. Sliding in safely is Chalfant, and running into second base is Connor Hayes. It's going to be an error, I would imagine, on the third baseman, Cook. The ball is right underneath his glove. Definitely probably a play that the varsity level should be made. But nonetheless, a run scores, and the Cyclones tie the game up at one. So Chalfant comes around. Grable goes all the way to third. And I think that's going to be the end of the day for Landon Baker. It is. We'll take a break. Pitching change coming for Nemaha Central. Top of inning number four. We're tied at one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. gn-bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Amanda Wilhelm, and I'm pleased to announce that I'm now part of the STARS Physical Therapy team. It's great to be back in the area and to be able to see you at our Horton Clinic. STARS can provide you with physical and occupational therapy to get you back to good health. And with our Horton Clinic, it will be easier for many of you to see us. If you need post-surgery therapy or need rehabilitation after an injury, come to either our Horton Clinic at 201 West 8th or see us in the Hiawatha Community Hospital.
KNVA.
Pitching change for Nemaha Hall Central. Gage Palak now out on the mound. Drew Henry will go to left. And Baker will go to second base. 1-2 the count quickly on Brock Studer with runners at second and third. We've got two outs. Top of the fourth inning, Riverside has just tied the game up at one. And here's the 1-2 from Palak. Fastball high and inside. 2-2 the count on the Cyclones second baseman. He grounded out to shortstop his first time up. And the 2-2. Fastball high, 3-2. Cyclones have just one hit in this inning. That was a single by Braden Chalfant, but a hit by a pitch and then an error allowed the Cyclones to score their run. Here's the payoff. Fastball, high ball four. So that's going to load the bases for Gavin Long, who struck out on four pitches his first time up. Struck out on three pitches his first time up. Swings at the first pitch, fouls it back to the screen. This is the seventh batter to come to the plate in this inning for Riverside. This has all started with two away. Now swinging a miss at a high fastball, 0-2 the count on Long. With two outs, Chalfant singled. Grable was hit by a pitch. Hayes then bounced the ball to third. That was got underneath the glove. And now a swing and a miss. And down goes Long on three pitches again. First strikeout for Gage Palak, and he limits the damage to just one. So 3.5 complete. We're now tied at one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Find the award-winning service you need from Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-1 our score. Team All Central will have 6-7-8 coming up. Braden Chalfant still out there on the mound for the Cyclones. And Baker was at 59 pitches for the Thunder in that last inning. That's why he was pulled. And here's Andrew Henry to lead things off. Now the left fielder for the Thunder. Braden Chalfant still up there on the mound. His first pitch is a fastball low. Henry popped up to the second baseman Studer, his first at bat back in the second inning. Now a swing and a miss at a fastball, and it's 1-1. Cyclones playing pretty much straight up in the outfield. Hayes in center playing deep. Now a fastball paints the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Henry. Now bouncing ball hit to the shortstop, Ryder Davis, taking on a big hop. Throw is not in time. Henry with good speed beat it out. Davis at short had a little bit of a bobble. It kind of took a bit bad hop on him at the last second. He had to recover. Did a pretty good job of trying to recover, but just not in time. So Henry beats it out. And now here's Ryan Leager. He grounded out to Davis at short his first time up. First pitch from Chalfin is a fastball low and away. A good stop by Charlie Grable, who's been great so far today. Grable, not the biggest guy, but he sure moves well. Does a really good job of using his body back there behind the dish. Bouncing ball to the right side. That'll be foul. Henry, the runner at first, not getting a huge lead. We'll see if something's on here with a 1-1 count and nobody out. Thunder got their run in the bottom of the third inning. And there goes Henry. The bouncing ball to the shortstop, Davis. He'll field on a hop. Throw to first is in time. He got him. Good play by Davis as he was running towards the second base bag to cover and had to reverse pivot and hit back to his normal shortstop position where he was able to field it and make the throw. But Henry moves up in scoring position for Gage Palik with one away. Palik grounded out to second base his first time up. He swings to the first pitch, fouls it off to the right side. That will get out of play. Thunder with four hits today, one in the first, two in the third when they scored their lone run on RBI single from Landon Baker. A single in this inning by Henry. Decent lead out at second for Henry. Now a fastball just misses a little bit, calls a strike actually. That's 1-2. That ball is right at the top portion of the zone. It's been a huge strike zone today for both sides. So it has been consistent, that's for sure. It's just been huge. Now a fastball misses high, and it is 2-2 on Palik. One out, now the 2-2. Bouncing ball right back to Chalfin. He's going to throw to third, and they've got him out. Good job by Chalfin. A heads-up play. It was a hard-hit ball, so he had time to throw it to Kobe Davis at first base. They tag out Henry. And that'll go down as out number two. Fielder's choice 1-5. But it will put Palik on at first. And now here's Wade Leonard, who struck out against Chalfin back in the third inning. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth, 1-1 our score. There's the 0-1 from Chalfin. Breaking ball swung on and missed by Leonard, and it's now 0-2. So Chalfin again can wiggle out of some damage here if he can make a big pitch. Palik, a pretty good lead over at first, actually a big lead, not running, and a swing and a miss. Down goes Leonard. That is strikeout number three for Braden Chalfin, and that will end the inning. So, Hemel Central strands one. We'll head to inning number five, tied at one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your five-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall?
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fifth inning, 1-1 our score. Riverside with 9-1-2 coming up. Nehemiah Bird will lead things off. Johnny came back with you. Gage Palak still out there on the mound for the Thunder. First pitch to Bird is a fastball. Bird takes a huge hack, but he comes up empty, and it's 0-1. Ballack came on in relief and got the final out of the fourth inning. And now a line drive shot back up the middle, but right at the center fielder, Herder. He's got it, and there's one away. Now the top of the order, here's Bray Davies batting for the third time. He has singled and struck out today. Both of those at-bats were against Baker, so it's the first time he is seeing Palak. Digs in from the left side. First pitch from Palak to the fastball that misses low and inside. Now a fastball misses low and away. 2-0 the count on Davies. A fastball in there for a strike. Cyclones only with two hits on the day. Now bouncing ball to the right side, right at Baker, the second baseman. He'll take it on the big cop, throw to first, and quickly two outs. So now Ryder Davis will bat for the third time. He has struck out, also flown out to left. Again, as mentioned, the Cyclones again, two hits. They have had five base runners. First pitch to Ryder Davis is a fastball low and inside. Cyclones got their run in the fourth inning. Had just one hit in the inning, took advantage of an error and a hit by pitch to score that run. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Now Palak up in the count. And chance to sit down the Cyclones in order. Baker got the Cyclones in order in the second and third innings and ran into that trouble in the fourth. Here's the 1-2 from Palak. Fastball popped up. That'll get back and out of play. And again, the 1-2 from Palak. Fastball, swing through and miss. Down goes Ryder Davis on his strikeout number two for Gage Palak. And 1-2-3 go the Cyclones at the top of the fifth. One to the bottom of inning number five. Still tied at one here on 103.9 at KNZA.
It's spring and you have a lot going on. Yard work, community and family events, and that home remodeling project. Hi, this is Lisa Becker at Union State Bank of Horton. I'd like to remind you that it's never been easier to simplify your spending and saving with the Union State Bank mobile banking app. Use the app to pay bills, transfer money, save up for a goal, or manage your budget, all with a click of a finger. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Union State Bank, Horton, and Everest. Member FDIC.
Craving pizza? The April special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton is a large pizza with three of your favorite toppings for just $14.99. The Pizza Bakery has fresh salads, pasta, and breadsticks, plus a variety of wings, sandwiches, wraps, and dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, where they have great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery is open 7 days a week in downtown Horton and appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Top of the order to start the bottom of the fifth inning for Nemaha Central. Game tied at one. Braden Chalfin still out there on the mound for the Cyclones. Dalton Herter set to lead things off. He'll dig in from the right side. First pitch from Chalfin is bounced in, and it'll go all the way back to the screen. So this is Chalfin's fifth inning of work. He's been the beneficiary of a lot of quick outs today. Only threw seven pitches in the second inning. Now fastball way high and inside to Herter. And he only threw nine pitches in inning number three. Chalfin all over the place. Now he bounces one into the right-handed, left-handed batter's box, and it's 3-0 on Herter. Arm action here in this inning has not been great for Chalfin. Now fastball in there for a strike. He has thrown well today. In the 3-1. Fastball called, strike on the outside at the knees. That'll move the count full 3-2. Again, a big strike zone today. We'll leave it at that. And the payoff. Line shot into left center field and deep, giving chase is the center fielder Hayes, but the wind knocks it down. And Hayes is able to make the play on the run in left center field. So just a long out for Herter. And one out here is Zach Kramer. Kramer walked in the first inning. Put down a sack bunt in the third. That led to the lone run for the Thunder. He digs back in from the left side. He swings the first offering. Hits a ball in the left field that's going to stay up for Bird. He'll make the play, and there's quickly two outs. So two away, and now here's Tyler Garrity. He's been on base twice. He singled in the first and was intentionally walked in the third inning. He was walked in that third, and then on the first pitch to Lynn Baker, he singled in their own run. Now a high fly ball into left field and deep. Bird giving chase. He's underneath it on the track, and it is going to bounce up against the wall. Around second is Garrity. He will stop there. It's a stand-up double with two outs for Tyler Garrity, and he's 2-for-2. The ball was launched high by Garrity, but the wind just continued to knock it down, but the ball still carried all the way to the base of the fence. Bird initially had a good read on it, but the wind just kept pushing it, and he eventually got kind of turned around. And it went just over his head and up against the base of the wall. So now here's Landon Baker, and if I was a Cyclone, see if they were going to intentionally walk anybody, I'd be walking Landon Baker because he is on a huge hot streak. Mentioned he was 9-for-15 in the four games last week. And he's 1-for-2 today with an RBI single, the lone run scored for the Thunder. He would definitely be a candidate for a base on balls. 0-1 the count, though, on Baker. Chalfant looks back at Garrity, and now calling time is Baker. Obviously a lot of confidence, though, in the guy on the hill and Braden Chalfant, who is throwing well today. Here's a pop-up on the infield. Bray Davies, the first baseman underneath it in foul territory. He'll make the catch, and Chalfant gets out of the inning. So again, he escapes some pressure as the Thunder strand one in scoring position as we end five innings of play. We'll head to the top of inning number six. Tied at one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the sixth, Riverside, 3-4-5 coming up. Kobe Davis set to lead things off against Gage Palak. First pitch is a fastball, an awkward swing by Davis, and he comes up empty. Cyclones got their only run in the fourth inning. And that was an unearned run. They do have two hits on the day. One from Bray Davies, one from Braden Chalfin, who stands on deck. 1-1 the count on Kobe Davis. Palak misses with a fastball high and away. Davis has flown out to center field, and he has also struck out today. A fastball nearly hits Davis. It's way inside, and now 3-1 the count. Now a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Zach Kramer, and it'll move the count full 3-2. Palak came on in relief in the fourth inning. He walked the first batter he faced, but since then he's retired four straight. Now the payoff pitch, line shot into left center field, giving chase is Henry. He's underneath it in left center field, and he's got it for the first out of the inning. Now here's Braden Chalfin. He singled in the fourth and got the rally started for the Cyclones. Riverside had two outs in the fourth. Chalfin then singled, and a hit by a pitch and an error. Cyclones only run across. Chalfin swings the first pitch, fouls it off to the right side and out of play. He has seen a lot of pitches at the plate today. He saw seven pitches his first at bat, saw six more in his second, and now a fastball paints the outside for a strike, and it's 0-2. Under playing pretty much straight away, and now the 0-2 from Palak. Breaking ball in there, called strike three on the outside corner. Strikeout number three for Gage Palak, and now two away for the catcher, Charlie Grable. Grable flew out in foul territory his first at bat in the second inning, and then he was hit by a pitch in the fourth before Cyclones got their only run. First pitch from Palak, a fastball way outside. So since that leadoff walk in the fourth, Palak has sent down now six straight Cyclone hitters. That's three strikeouts in those six outs. Here's a line drive hit back up the middle, just over the outstretched gloves of Braden Uphouse. That's a solid base hit for Charlie Grable. Ball was right over the head of Uphouse, who tried to jump off the dirt and catch that line drive, but it was just over his glove. So now a runner at first, two away, and here's Connor Hayes. First pitch fastball, paints the bottom of the zone for a strike. Hayes has struck out, and he hit that ball that was misplayed in the fourth inning that allowed the only run to score, and now a swing and a miss. The ball gets away from the catcher, Kramer, and that's going to allow Grable to take second base. Two outs in the go-ahead run at second base. Big spot here for Hayes. Palak comes set, 1-1, fastball misses high and tight. Big lead out at second for Grable. Now a bouncing ball to the left side. It's going to be a tough play. Cook charges, catches it on the run, throws in time, and that'll end the inning. So Palak gets around the runner at second base. We'll go to the bottom of inning number six. We're still tied at one. here on 103.9 KNCA.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS, Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck to remind you we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have two locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
Find out how Don Fate in Holton and Dan Lears in Hiawatha can help with your auto, home, and life insurance needs.
Ganzaland Radio.
Bottom of the sixth inning, still tied at one. Meanwhile, Central will bring up Cook, Henry, and Leaguer. If anybody gets on, Gage Palick will bat. Braden Chalfman still out there on the mound for the Cyclones. He has thrown a gem so far today. He's been able to wiggle out of several sticky situations today. Left two runners on the first. Found a way to give up just one run in the third. Stranded a runner at second base in the fourth and in the fifth as well. So here's Damon Cook to lead things off. He has grounded out to first and struck out. Here's the 1-0 from Chalfant. Line shot into right center field. Will it stay up? Nope, it'll be down for a hit. That's a leadoff single for Damon Cook. So now Andrew Henry will bat as Cook is on with hit number 16 on the year. Now they're going to bring in a special runner for Cook. So Miles Stevie will come in to run. This is not a courtesy runner situation. It's not the pitcher or the catcher. So he's at first, and it'll be Andrew Henry who will dig in. He has popped up to second and singled in the fourth. Stevie represents the go-ahead run. Squaring to bunt, it's a great bunt. This is no chance. Just put it in your pocket. That's a base hit for Andrew Henry. He could not have walked that baseball out and placed it any better down the third base line. So that'll put runners at first and second with nobody out for Ryan Leaguer. The second hit of this inning puts Stevie at second, Henry at first, and a big spot here for Leaguer. He has grounded out the short twice. He squares the bunt, and he fouls it back. Did not look comfortable whatsoever squaring the bunt there. Leaguer only has 7 RBIs on the year, but he does have a .391 average. He's only got 23 at-bats coming into today. Now he squares the bunt, gets another beauty down. They're going to try to throw to third, and they didn't get him. Everybody is safe. That was very, very close at third. That was probably Chalfant's only option because the ball was put nicely to the left side again on the third base line. And so that's going to load the bases for Gage Palick. So now Gage Palick will be at third. First pitch to Palak is a bouncing ball into the shortstop. He'll come home for one, and that's all they'll get. So good job by Ryder Davis, the shortstop, to get the lead runner. And now if you're the Cyclones, you're just hoping for a ground ball double play opportunity here. A one away. Now here's Wade Leonard. He has struck out twice. In a big spot. First pitch, fastball, paints the outside corner. First strike from Chalfant. In a big spot here. Chalfant, three strikeouts today. Needs a big one right now. Squaring to bunt, does not get it down. That'll be strike number two. And an 0-2 count on Leonard. And again, he did not look comfortable at all squaring to bunt. In the 0-2. Fastball high and away. The 1-2 the count on Leonard. Fastball in there, called strike three. Big strikeout for Chalfant, the third strikeout of Leonard today. And now two outs into the top of the order. Here's Dalton Herter. Biggest spot of the game right now. Herter is 1-for-3. He has flown out, lined out, and has a single and scored one run. Bases loaded, two away. 1-1 our score. Line drive, base hit left field. Henry comes around to score. Here comes Leaguer right behind him. The throw is up the line and all the way to the screen. It's a two RBI single for Dalton Herter, and the Thunder take a 3-1 lead. What a big hit for Dalton Herter, his second of the game, two RBIs attached. As Henry and Leaguer both came around to score. And Palak moved up all the way to third. Also on the throw, Herter moved up to second base. Here's Zach Kramer now. Fastball misses high and away. Kramer has walked, put down a sacrifice bunt in the third, and flew out to left in the fifth. Now a bouncing ball to the left side. The shortstop Davis fumbled it, and that'll be an error. Another run will come down to score. Palak scores from third. And the Thunder have three here in the bottom of inning number six. That'll be an E6 officially. And here's head coach Bryce Payton out of the dugout. That might be it for Chalfant. It is. So Chalfant's day is done, but he threw a gem today. But he's going to leave with his team trailing 4-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So we'll take a timeout. We'll come back here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Need funds fast? Our Buy Local loan from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, allows you to use the fund for any purpose. Replace the broken water heater or upgrade your furniture. Funds are typically available within 2 to 3 business days. Visit bankbv.com/buy-local-loan or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Kobe Davis, the new pitcher for Riverside. 4-1 under lead. They've plated 3 runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tyler Garrity up at the plate. Fouls the pitch off to the right side, and it's 0-2. Thunder with 3 hits in this inning, but none bigger than the 2 RBI single from Dalton Herter. An air sprinkled in there as well. And now here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Garrity. They'll throw down to first to complete the strikeout, and that will end the inning, but not before the Thunder plate 3. And at the end of 6, Riverside needs a rally. They've got 3 outs to do it, trailing 4-1 here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
Come see our team at Union State Bank of Horton. We offer all the services you would expect, like mobile and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, and all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Seventh inning, Riverside trailing 4-1. Cyclones need 3 runs to keep this one going. They will have 7, 8, 9 of Studer, Long, and Bird, the 3 scheduled hitters. Gage Palak still out there on the mound. This is a 1-1 game going into the bottom of the 6th, but Emal Central plated 3, and now need 3 outs to preserve the victory. First pitch from Palak, a fastball right down Broadway for a strike. Brock Studer digs in for the 3rd time. Another fastball in there for a strike, this time on the inside corner, and it's quickly 0-2. Studer grounded out in the 2nd, walked in at the 4th. Palak works quickly, the 0-2. Bouncing ball to the right side, the first baseman, Leaguer's got it. He'll step on the bag himself, and there's one away. 3 unassisted, 1 out. Now Gavin Long will dig in. He has struck out 2 today. Struck out in a huge spot in the 4th inning. The Cyclones had a run across and had runners at every base. But Long struck out to end the threat in the 4th. And the 0-1. Bouncing ball hit to the left side. 3rd baseman Cook's got it. He'll throw in plenty of time, and there's 2 outs. Cyclones down to their final out here. It'll be up to Nehemiah Byrd. He has grounded out and lined out today. Palak came on in the 4th inning, got that strikeout of Long. Since then, he has been outstanding. Now a high fly ball hit in the left center field and deep, giving chase back at the track. It's going to get down for a hit. Byrd is going to round 2nd. He will stop there, and it'll be a 2-out double for Nehemiah Byrd. 2nd time he's hit a ball hard into center field. This one got all the way to the base of the wall. And that is just the 4th hit of the game for the Cyclones. And now back to the top of the order and Bray Davies. Bray has singled, struck out, and grounded out today. First pitch from Palak is bounced in, but a good job by Kramer, the catcher, to block it. Byrd with good speed out at 2nd. Makes a decent lead. Now fastball paints the outside for a strike on Davies. Palak again working quickly. Gets the sign. Comes set. There's a bouncing ball to the right side. The first baseman, Leaguer's got it. They'll step on the back, and that'll end it. So the Thunder get 3 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning and pick up their 12th victory of the season by a final of 4-1. We'll take a timeout and we'll come back with postgame when we come back on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Craving pizza? The April special at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton is a large pizza with 3 of your favorite toppings for just $14.99. The Pizza Bakery has fresh salad, pasta, and breadsticks, plus a variety of wings, sandwiches, wraps, and dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, where they have great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in. 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery is open 7 days a week in downtown Horton and appreciates your local support.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Four to one, the final. Nemaul Central wins it over Riverside. The Thunder get three runs in the bottom of the sixth inning and pick up their 12th victory of the year. The Thunder are now 12-1. Riverside drops to 8-7. So it's a great ball game all the way through. It was a 1-1 inning by Damon Cook and Andrew Henry, and a fielder's choice, another fielder's choice, brought in a run, and a two RBI single by Dalton Herter was the big one for Nemaul Central. Well, for Riverside, you look at their numbers. They got their only run of the fourth inning. That came on an error by Nemaul Central. Aiden Baker started out the game. He went 3 2/3 of an inning. Gage Pallett came on, got a strikeout with the bases loaded to end the fourth. Then from there, only gave up two hits the rest of the way in the final 3 1/3 innings. A single in the sixth to Charlie Grable and a double in the seventh to Nehemiah Bird, but no runs across the board as the Thunder again win it by a 4-1 final. Looking at the numbers, Bray Davies, he was 1-for-4 today. He had one of just four hits for the Cyclones today. The only other hits came from Braden Chalfin on a single, and he scored a run in the fourth inning. Charlie Grable was on base twice. He was hit by a pitch and singled in the sixth. Connor Hayes was on base once, and then Nehemiah Bird again had that double back in the seventh inning. Thunder, meanwhile, big game for Dalton Herter. He was 2-for-4, two singles, two RBIs. He scored a run. Zach Kramer was on base twice. Tyler Garrity was on base three times. He singled, doubled, walked. Landon Baker had an RBI single. Damon Cook had a single that started things off in the sixth inning. Two hits for Andrew Henry, two singles and a run scored. Ryan Leaguer was on base once. Gage Pallack was on base once and scored a run, as did Leaguer. And that is it for the Thunder, who again are now 12-1. On the season. So that'll wrap things up. Make sure you check out MSCSports.net. We'll have scores of the second game of this doubleheader later on tonight. Also scores of other games that take place around the area. We'll have another broadcast coming up next week. That'll be our final regular season, so the scheduled broadcast. You might add one later on in the week or in the next week or so. Make sure you check out MSCSports.net. We'll keep you up to date with all of that. Also, regionals will have a broadcast plan put up for regional baseball and softball as well. That'll wrap things up here from Seneca. Thank you for tuning in with us. For Kirk Kilman taking care of his pack of the studios, I'm Johnny Kane. Final score again today. Nemaul Central wins it 4-1 over Riverside and improves to 12-1 on it this season. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, here on 103.9 KNZA.